request for a public hearing, agenda item number 14, pertaining to the summer fund. Chief O'Reilly. Alex.
Nice work.
Good afternoon, members of the commission and commissioner. And if I can find where I put the item, we'll have it. Here it is. So today you're going to be treated to two divergent stocks, summer flounder and a little later black sea bass, all in the same management plan. The Mid-Atlantic Council and ASMSC manage summer flounder, black sea bass, and scup in one plan. I wanted to show you this just to impress on you how the summer flounder stock has slid in the wrong direction over time. And you can see that there's a big difference from 2011 to what we face in 2017. And it's been sort of an incremental drop in our quota. At the same time, the stock is now about 16% away from being overfished. Once the stock is overfished, there has to be a rebuilding plan, as there was in the past for summer flounder. And it's really not a good story. And it's driven by the last good year class of summer flounder was 2009, strong year class. There has not been one since. The 2014 year class comes close to being just a little under average. So if you don't have the good production of the young fish, it's very similar to what the commissioner was saying about small oysters. So what we have is the industry typically asks the commission once or twice a year to modify the regulations from the previous period. And the commission has been very willing to do that because it's important to the industry to make sure that they can capitalize on times when other states might not be fishing. And in that case, it becomes even more critical with a small quota such as we'll have in 2017. The latest information is that industry thinks March 1st would be when they would want to open this year. So it'll be a little different. I think it was the third Wednesday in March last year. And there would be what they call 120 boxes. So that takes care of 1.2 million pounds at a 100-pound box. And there could be as many as about 92 trips. So it's going to be cutting it very close. And next month, we'll have more information from the industry. But right now, we just wish to ask to recommend for your February 28th meeting, a public hearing to consider amendments to landing dates, landing periods, possession limits, and landing limits for summer flounder harvested from the federal waters. So that's the staff request today and the recommendation.
Any questions from the commission?
Me.
You were talking about, I'm sorry, did I interrupt somebody?
No, I was just...
Well, you were talking about 16% from being overfished. Is that coastal, or is that just for the state of Virginia?
That's the spawning stock biomass is at a level that is approaching the overfished area. It's within 16% of it. In 2011, it was at its complete target, and it's been dropping since. Frankly, it looks like when it was declared rebuilt, it wasn't, because the assessments are usually at least a year behind. So, but it's a serious problem. And you'll hear about that with the recreational fishery as well.
Mr. Erskine?
Rob, this is the species that the commission's worked very closely with the industry with emergency amendments. Is that correct?
Yes.
To optimize the quota at the right time economically. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Many
okay.
times.
Yes. Thank you.
So what will happen at your February 28th public hearing, we'll put this on the agenda first. We'll get the papers up to Richmond to register so they can file it. And then March 1, if that's still the industry's intent, then it would be legal to start the season.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Oh. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Who's second?
Pick one.
Mr. Neal.
Yeah, that's my favorite. We all did.